Hello friends, welcome to WizSchool once again. We are on chapter 7, a very interesting chapter, Organizational Design and Salesforce Transformation in Financial Services. In the previous chapter, we studied right from the evolution of marketing of financial services to the changing customer preferences, to the changing nature of financial services. We looked at the strategic aspect of marketing. We looked at various platforms. We looked at various strategies, next generational marketing. And now we are set to understand at the organizational level. Now, why it is required to understand at the organizational level? We have seen customer preferences are changing. They want digital first approach, accessibility, conveniences. They want the same sort of consistency at different touch points. And here there is a need for organizations to reshape, to redesign that structure. Only then they would be able to meet the changing expectations of the customers. And for that reason, it means changing from top to the bottom. When we say changing from top to the bottom, gone are the days of traditional structures which had only physical branches and a fixed hierarchy. Now, your structure should be hybrid. Your distribution platform should meet the requirements of the customer anytime, every time, and at every place. And for that reason, you require an agile marketing organization. You require a proper sales force. You require investment in talent. You require change management strategies so that any eventuality comes, the organization is ready to meet and ensure that they give the same quality of service. They win the customer's trust and establish long-term relationship. And friends, with this chapter, we are going to start right from the basics as to understand what exactly is an organization structure, what is a design, how people fit into it, how the recruitment happens, what are the incentives and motivations provided so that the sales force remain very active. And in all, this all is going to transform the organization as a whole and with that marketing of financial services also. So in this chapter, we are going to understand how financial service providers are reshaping their organizational design as well as sales force to thrive in a digital first customer centric era. Now, this customer centric era is very important because anything and everything that is going to be planned or will be done will have the focus of customer, because we have seen only when the customer centric approach is present, the customer's trust can be won, and in turn, the long-term relationship will be established. Gone are the days when just transactions were considered as important to push the product. Now, it is no good in just pushing the product. You have to develop relationship. Only then the customer will come to you again and again, and you can also cross-sell and upsell to them. So let's begin with the basics about organizational structure in financial services. Now we see different organizations have different structures, and in financial institutions and financial services providers also, they will have different structures based on their vision and mission. The organization structure outlines multiple roles assigned to the key marketing service providers. It mentions the reporting relationships, the decision-making authority, and the physical location of employees from various departments. So right from the top till the bottom, everyone is clear as to what is to be done. Everyone is clear as to whom to report, and everyone is clear as to which all distribution channels needs to be utilized. It helps the chief marketing officer to align the marketing efforts with the organization's vision and mission. So what is the organization design? Organization design simply means structuring a company in the best possible way so that people, processes and technology work together smoothly to achieve business goals. So the design is made in such a way, this trio of people, processes, and technology are seamlessly integrated with each other to achieve the business goals. And how is that done? In financial services, this includes deciding how teams are organized. For example, sales, marketing, and even customer service. Who reports to whom? How information and decisions flow within the organization? A good design ensures that everyone knows their roles, responsibilities, and how their work contributes to customer satisfaction and business success. So the design is meant in such a way that both the customer is also happy and the business also grows. How should be an effective organization design? The organization design of a marketing or a sales organization depends upon the nature of products and services, the size of the enterprise, the size of the market, customs and traditions used in the past to cater to the market, etc. Which means it is no one size that fits all. The organization design has to consider its size, its products, its customs, and its market also, so that it will work effectively and efficiently in the circumstances or situations. An effective design is important to improve efficiency. How will that happen? By reducing duplication of work and delays in approval. It also has an important aim of enhancing coordination. How can coordination be enhanced? By aligning the branch staff, relationship managers, as well as the back office teams. It also aims at supporting growth. How? By easily scaling operations across new regions or products. There should not be any gap, otherwise the business may be lost. It also means to ensure compliance, should maintain proper control over systems for risk and audit. Only when proper adherence to the rules and regulations is done, the risks are avoided, the mistakes are not done, and that results into a smooth flow of all the transactions as well as the happenings that are expected from the marketing and sales organizations. It also involves delivering better customer experience, and this should be the heart of any organization design, effective organization design. What do we mean by deliver better customer experience? It means simply to ensure that customer gets quick, consistent services across channels. When we talk about channels, nowadays there are multiple channels. So there has to be consistent service across all these channels. There should not be any technical hitch or any sort of gaps or stoppages. It should be quick and easily accessible service to the customers. Only then the customer will feel happy and his experience will be delightful. For example, a bank with well-defined reporting lines and digital workflows can respond faster to customer needs than one with the outdated manual processes. So having understood an organization structure and organized design, now how are the modern sales and marketing structures? Generally, we see the modern sales and marketing structures have a chief marketing officer at the top who oversees both internal and external marketing activities. He also provides the chief executive officer with informative and analytic reports so that it ensures that the organization is on the same page. The marketing activities are aligned with the vision and mission of the organization. He also has a team in the form of to do market research, market segmentation, positioning, marketing plans, and advertising so that he sees that every marketing activity is done seamlessly. Now, when we talk about the external field work, like the sales planning, distributor relationship, sales analysis, and sales training, generally this is kept under the control of a general manager sales. The general manager sales is supported by regional manager sales, district manager sales, and a branch manager. So this team ensure that the grassroots level marketing is done and that is in sync with the top management policies and procedures. Now, what are the different types of organization structures? If we have to classify, we can classify them into inverted pyramid structure, geographic structure, product-based structure, customer-based structure, and also hybrid sales structure. Let's look at them one by one. When we talk about inverted pyramid structure, it simply means the front office staff are the main focal point to serve the customers, and the front office staff is guided by immediate supervisors. When we talk about geographic structure, it defines a reporting and functional system across multiple locations. And the national sales manager is in charge of all the territories, which is divided into various zones, most commonly east, west, north, and south. Each division will have a divisional manager, and in turn, who will be supported by branch head and the salespersons. Now, let's look at a product-based and customer-based structure. When we talk about product-based structures, they specialize the sales force according to the product line. For example, technology products like debit cards, credit cards, internet banking will have a technical sales team, whereas para-banking products like mutual funds, insurance will require a sales team having domain knowledge of the respective product. Each product has a product manager who is supported by a sales manager, training manager, and a promotion manager. What is a customer-based structure means? In a customer-based structure, the entire focus is on relationship-based selling of financial services. The strategies are decided to address the unique problems and satisfy needs of the customers. Line authority in sales department is divided on the basis of type of customer categorized on the basis of industry or by channel of distribution. Though there are different types of structures, still some classic mistakes can happen in organization structures. And what are they? Number one, the structure is not aligned with the strategy and the roles to be performed by the marketers. So there will be always a mismatch in actions. The flaws in the design of organized structure are visible due to the lack of coordination between marketing and operations department. If that is so, then there can be a serious customer dissatisfaction. Autonomy and control are always in conflict. And functions like sales require autonomy, but if the control element is missing, then the whole business can be at risk. So the operations and the sales team may act in diverse way, and there can be a conflict, and because of which the entire organization can suffer. Now, having understood the basic concepts of organized structure and organizational design, now we have to enter into our present era, which we have the digital first strategies and omni-channel services, and in many cases we also have hybrid sales structures. And here the real need of transformation is required in marketing. Marketing organizations are restructuring themselves to meet the demands of changing customer preferences and behavior. The digital transformation has changed how financial service providers market and serve the customers. Banks and financial institutions now use a mix of technology and people to serve the customers. And this combination is called as hybrid sales structures. So whoever wants to have the convenience of digital mode, they can do so. Whoever wants to have human support, they can also have. So no compulsion of having one approach only. They can have a mixed approach, which we call it as a hybrid sales structure. It makes banking faster and more convenient for the customers. And this blended approach combines the efficiency of the digital with the trust and the depth of the human connection. A hybrid sales and distribution model combines the strength of the physical branches, digital platforms, and telesales channels to serve the customers more effectively. This approach also helps banks and financial institutions stay relevant in a fast-changing environment. They can reach more customers, deliver consistent experience across every touch point, and ensure that the customer has a happy experience across multiple touch points. Now, there can be different channels used in the hybrid sales model. The hybrid sales model means using a mix of physical and digital channels to reach and serve the customers. Instead of depending only on branch visits, financial service providers can connect with the customers with physical branches as well as digital channels. When we talk about physical branches, they are utilized more for providing personal service, documentation, or any complex financial advice which the customer is not able to get answers on the automated platforms such as the chatbots or even the IVRs. Digital channels, on the other hand, involve using of mobile apps, websites, chatbots, and online banking for self-service and convenience. The best part of digital channels is there are no time boundaries as such. Customer can use it at ease anytime, anywhere, 24/5, 7/365 days. And this is how he can use both physical and digital channels for his conveniences. Now, in modern times, you also have something called telesales and contact centers, which makes use of CRM, which makes use of data analytics, so that customers are actually connected and they are given small nudges or small messages through which they see some interest is generated, and once that is done, they can follow up them and finally convert them into new customers. Existing customers can also be updated with the features and new products and services that are introduced by the financial service providers. So this combination of branches or the digital channels, all the telesales and contact centers, ensures that the customer can start a transaction on one channel, for example, online, continue on another through a call, and complete it at a branch if needed, and it all overall kind of creates a seamless and connected experience. Now, there is a specific role of branch staff and relationship managers into this new change scenario of hybrid model. They remain the face of the bank for the walk-in customers. They also handle basic documentations, account openings, KYC verifications, document collections, and customer service for people who prefer in-person interactions. Relationship managers have to have good knowledge about their products and services, as well as they should have a knack to deal with different types of customers. RMs blend personal touch with technology with the help of CRM systems to track interactions, video calls for face-to-face chats, and online dashboards for easy portfolio management. This all in all makes easier to advise on investments and resolve the issues quickly. When we talk about the digital touch points, it has to create seamless experience. Digital touch points includes the mobile apps, the websites, the ATMs, the chatbots, social media platforms. This allow customers to access service anytime and anywhere. And these tools helps reduce the branch workload and improve customer convenience. When we say reduce branch workload, the branch staff have more time for more strategic work, whereas when we talk about convenience, customers can use it anytime they want. They don't have to visit a branch during the limited branch timings. For example, a customer might apply for a loan online, upload documents digitally, and get a call from the telesales agents or RM to finalize the process. So here, he can use both the digital channels as well as visit the branch if need be. The hybrid sales models use financial service providers several benefits. The number one is a wider reach. It provides a wider reach, letting the bank serve customers in many areas, including rural ones, without opening expensive new branches. That is the beauty of it. It can also result into improved experience for the customers. Customers can get improved experience because they can choose the best way to interact with the bank, whether online or in persons. And when it comes to getting such experience in their own languages, then there is no limit for how much delight they have in their experiences. Next important benefit of a hybrid seat model is cost efficiency. This structure leads to major cost efficiency because digital tools reduce the need for large building and manual work. And once they are established, they work seamlessly. Next important benefit is higher productivity. Employees see higher productivity as they spend less time on simple tasks which are handled digitally. Repeated works can be automated and more time can be utilized for building relationships and complex sales. The most important aspect of the hybrid suit model is also establishes business continuity. It ensures business continuity, meaning the bank can keep operating and serving customers even during unexpected disruptions like a pandemic. And this is possible because of the digital presence. You don't require a staff for this. Once the systems are established, they work on their own, and maybe a limited control may be required for by a fewer staff. Now, in addition to the systems and the platforms, smart or agile marketing organizations ensure that the sales force have strong sales enablement tools and technologies. What are these sales enablement tools and technologies? The sales enablement tools and technology help financial providers empower their sales teams with the right information, insights, and systems to engage customers effectively and close deals faster. So when they are with the customers, they understand at what time they should connect with the customers. And once they connect with the customer, they know exactly who the customer is, what are his requirements, and that helps them to give the right information and insights to the customer. And once the customer is happy, customer feels his needs are going to get satisfied with the proposal or the products or services that the staff or the sales force explains, then such conversion can happen very quickly. So sales enablement tools connect data, automate tasks, and give the relationship managers and sales staff a complete view of each customer's journey, preferences, and financial behavior. Customer relationship management platforms integrates the customer data from multiple sources, such as the branches, digital channels, and the telesales. This in turn helps the teams to track interactions, identify cross-selling opportunities, upselling opportunities, and also plan follow-up, because every interaction gets captured and the relationship manager can himself diarize the activities as to which when should they contact the customer next and plan their regular follow-ups. For example, if a customer recently showed interest in investment products, the CRM can alert the relationship manager to reach out with a personalized offer. Mobile sales app helps the salespeople to work better when they're out of office. So they don't have to necessarily have a big laptop or a desktop along with them. With simply with their apps loaded on your mobile, they can actually access the CRM and do their regular interactions with the customer. They can see the customer details, what products are available, and also the past sales within their mobile sales app itself. Next important tool is AI chatbot and CVS integration. When we talk about AI, artificial intelligence helps the sales team to derive important insights about the customer. The AI-driven insights further enhance sales performance by analyzing trends, predicting the customer needs, and recommending suitable products based on the spending patterns or life events. The chatbots can answer simple customer questions throughout the day and night 24/7. The sales staff can thus spend the time helping customers with more difficult problems. And when integration with core banking system happens, it ensures that sales and marketing teams always have real-time access to the customer data. And this seamless connection allows faster service delivery. For example, when a relationship manager checks a customer's account or loan status before making a new product pitch, the customer feels that the relationship manager knows minute details and he is more than happy to help him based on his current situation. Next, we understand analytics, dashboards, and performance monitoring. All this acts as important sales enablement technology and tools. Analytics dashboards helps managers monitor the sales KPIs like the lead conversion rates, cross-sell ratios, and even the revenue growth in real time. This dashboard supports quick decision making and continuous improvement by identifying high performance areas and those needing attention. Now let's understand what are the factors that are responsible for sales success. In the modern times, yes, technology as well as human skills, but within this, the sales force and the human skills become very important for connecting with the customer and driving his needs. When sales teams have great tools like powerful CRM systems, AI information, and digital platforms, these tools are helpful if the salespeople know how to use them. The success of these tools depends on how well the sales staff can connect with the customers, because that is the underlying factor dealing with success. How the sales staff understand what customers needs to build trust. Only when the sales staff understand the customer's need, then only they can present him with solutions, and then only the conversions can happen. How well the sales staff show customer the value of the product or service, because in the current times, customers are well informed. They understand what are the best products and services, but only when the proposition or the value of the product or service is brought out by the sales staff, only then he can sell the customer the product or service. Financial service providers must focus on equipping their teams with the right blend of technical, digital, and interpersonal skills. Interpersonal skills are very important to have a good rapport with the customer, to establish trust, and for long-lasting relationship. Only then can the sales staff thrive in a hybrid sales environment. And for this reason, modern organizations focus on talent development and training. This talent development training happens right from the recruitment till different levels the sales staff is with the organization. A successful sales organization knows that revenue can be earned with the right recruitment of the sales force and perfect molding of the sales team with the need-based practical training. Because when we talk about the right fit in a right environment, the sales training plays a very important role to give the updates, to train him with the required skills, and then only the effective sales can happen. Sales training imparts knowledge on the fundamentals, and a wide variety of methods can be used for imparting training to the salespersons. Training keeps salespersons motivated and it inspires them to remain focused on sales conversations, sales targets, without breaking any rules or losing appreciation from the customer. Because in modern times, one has to comply with various rules and regulations. This compliance not only ensures that the organization will not have to face penalty, but any misdeed, any mis-selling can break the trust the customer have and also spoil the reputation of the organization. Training and development helps build a talent to create a strong sales team that is ready for the future.